Let's meet today's contestants. A teacher from Scranton, Pennsylvania, Jackie Schulte. An opera singer from Tenafly, New Jersey, John Hancock. And our returning champion, a retired business intelligence manager from Hastings on Hudson, New York, Ed Condon, whose one day cash winnings total $31,000. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Hope you were watching yesterday, folks. You would have seen our champion, Ed Condon, solid in a great variety of categories. And that bodes evil for Jackie and John, but different categories today, so we don't know what's going to happen. But good luck to all of you. Here we go in the Jeopardy round. One daily double awaiting you in one of these categories. We start you off with what prez preceded, and we'll name the president. Rainy day gear, her story, not his story. Old school movies. Hey, it's crunch time, so what do we want you to do? We want you to work those abs. ABS is going to begin every correct response. Ed, off you go.
Old school movies for two.
Who else but this SNL alum, so near and dear to my heart, would go streaking through the quad at Harrison University in old school? Ed.
Who is Will Ferrell?
Yes.
Old school for four.
We sing the praises of Barden University and the Bellas from this 2012 film. And that would be pitch perfect. Ed.
Old school six.
Asked incredulously in this film, you got into Harvard Law? Elle Woods replies, what? Like it's hard? Ed.
What is Legally Blonde?
Correct.
Old school eight.
In 1998, this actor was the water boy for South Central Louisiana State until he became a tackling machine on the gridiron. Ed.
Who's Adam Sandler?
He's the one.
Old school 1,000.
This funny man got some respect going back to school at Grand Lakes U. I tell ya. Ed.
Who is Rodney Dangerfield?
Yeah, funny man.
What prez preceded 200?
James Madison, another founding father. Ed.
Who is Jefferson?
Correct.
What prez preceded 4?
The surprised John Tyler. Ed.
Who is Harrison?
Which one?
William Henry Harrison.
He's the right one.
What prez for 6?
Preceded the surprised Chester Arthur. Ed.
Who is Garfield?
Good.
Prez for 8.
Answer. Daily double. You're the only one with money. That's got to make you feel good. We have 3,800.
I was a history teacher. Let's true daily double.
Okay. What prez preceded Martin Van Buren? And you can take that to the bank.
Who is Andrew Jackson?
Yes, you've just doubled your score.
Prez for 1,000.
Franklin Pierce, a man whose first name is a good bet not to repeat as a presidential one in the near future. Ed.
Who is Franklin Pierce?
No. Jackie.
Who is Grover Cleveland?
No. Who is Millard
Fillmore?
Ed, back to you. You're still in the lead, though.
Her story for 2.
Her tale of a boy wizard was rejected by 12 publishers before Bloomsbury picked it up. Jackie.
Who is J.K. Rowling?
Yeah.
Her story for 400.
From her pen, the dirty scalawags, the lousy, trashy, poor whites, boasting they would live at Tara. Ed.
Who is Mitchell?
Margaret Mitchell, correct.
Her story 6.
She wrote, why is this book called Bossy Pants? One, because the name 2½ Men was already taken. John.
Who is Faye?
Tina Faye, yes.
Could we have rainy day gear for 2?
The rain version of this, a sort of blanket with a hole in the center, often comes with an attached hood. Ed.
What's the poncho?
Right.
Rainy day for 4.
These puddle protectors derive their name from French for a type of wooden shoe. Ed.
What are sabots?
No. John.
What are galoshes?
Galoshes, yes. And with that, you move up to an even 1,000. And we're going to take a break. We'll come back and find out about these newcomers right after this. Jackie Schulte is from Scranton, Pennsylvania. She's a teacher who, like many teachers, watches Jeopardy on a regular basis and does something which you and your husband refer to as Trebekking.
Yes, this actually originated when I was a kid when I would watch with my brother, and he would be angry with me because I would say the answer before you were done reading the clue because I would read ahead. And so when my husband came along and became part of this, he dubbed it Trebekking whenever I jump the gun.
Well, what you're telling folks is that you read faster than I do.
I suppose.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. John Hancock from Tenafly, New Jersey. I couldn't tell from your responses on a couple of occasions what you sing as, a tenor or a baritone.
I am a baritone.
All right. Now, you've sung at the Met how many times?
I am close to my 100th performance.
Congratulations. That's great. That's a wonderful career. Favorite role, favorite opera?
I love Madame Butterfly, and I love singing Sharpless. Okay. I love that.
Okay, good for you. Ed Condon is our champion, ladies and gentlemen. Went to a costume party as me. Now, I talked yesterday with him about the days when I had the big bushy hairdo and the thick mustache, and I suspect that's what you look like, but there was a little bit of a tragedy.
I was had a candle in my hand, and I had to sneeze, and I didn't want to blow it out, so I put my head down. And unfortunately, my hair started to singe, but my friends next to me started smacking me in the head and put it out.
You were appearing as me. I've never been seen with a candle in my hand.
It was a strange Scandinavian winter is ending party.
Okay. Opera star, John, you make the next selection for us, please.
Hey, could we have It's Crunch Time for 200, please?
Oh, this word, when attached to ginger, often indicates a perfectly crispy cookie. Ed.
What is a snap?
That's it.
Her Story 8.
In 1969, this young adult novelist published The One in the Middle is the Green Kangaroo. Soon, God heard from Margaret. Jackie.
Who is Judy Blume?
Good, you got yourself out of the hole.
Work those abs for 200.
It's to hold back from doing something, like drinking or voting. Jackie.
What is to abstain?
Yes.
Work those abs for 4.
To pardon or forgive a sin, my son. Ed.
What is absolve?
Yes.
Those abs for 6.
According to the title of a 1960s Disney classic, Fred McMurray was this type of professor. Jackie?
What is absent-minded?
Yes.
Work those abs for 8.
Bacteria are commonly the cause of one of these painful pockets of pus that may need to be drained. Ed.
What is an abscess?
Yes.
Work those abs for 1,000.
It's a concise summary of an article or speech. Jackie.
What is an abstract?
Right.
It's crunch time for 400.
Here's a plate of the beef type of these fried rolled Mexican treats. Made them myself. John?
What are tacos?
Be a little more specific.
What are beef tacos?
No. Tried to fake your way through that one, didn't you, Jackie?
What are taquitos?
Taquitos, yes, rolled tacos. Back to you, Jackie.
Crunch time for 600, please.
The navigator of this food brand sails the Milky Seas on his ship, the SS Guppy. Ed.
Who's Captain Crunch?
Yep.
Crunch time for 8.
Lay's potato chips that are cooked in small batches in one of these are thicker and crunchier than the regular chips. John?
What are kettles?
Yes, less than a minute now.
Could we have crunch time for 1,000, please?
This crunchy salad containing apples, celery, and mayo was named for the New York hotel where it was created. Ed.
What is Waldorf?
Yes.
Rainy day gear for 6.
This waterproof jacket, named for its inventor Charles, was made of a patented India rubber cloth. John.
What is a Macintosh?
You got it.
800 rainy day.
The Inuit in Greenland wore this weatherproof jacket with an Inuit name. John.
What is Anorak?
Yeah.
1,000 rainy day.
This British brand, known for its plaid-lined raincoats, outfitted Amundsen for his 1911 South Pole expedition. John.
What is Burberry?
You got it. And we won't get to that last clue, but you've moved up to 3,800. Jackie is the one going first in Double Jeopardy, however. Right after this. Once again, a player in a distant third selects first in Double Jeopardy and has a lot of catching up to do. So we hope they like the categories. Flower Power comes up first, followed by So Long. TV Pets. Geographical nicknames, ship of the line, and sometimes why. Each response will be 2 words. One of them contains a why, the other does not. Jackie, go.
Let's try geographical nicknames for 400.
Norway and Alaska, where there's 24 hours of light during summer, share the nickname the land of this. Ed.
What is midnight sun?
Good.
Geo for 8.
Here's Sarah with the clue.
In 1945, a five-bomber squadron took off from Fort Lauderdale, headed into this area, bounded by Florida, Puerto Rico, and the northernmost point for which it is named. After a compass failure, the planes disappeared and were never found.
Jackie.
What is the Bermuda Triangle?
That's it.
Geographical nicknames for 12.
After one of its national symbols, this UK country is the land of the leek. John.
What is Wales?
Yes.
Geographical for 16.
In Germany, it's the town of the Pied Piper. Jackie.
What is Hamlin?
Good.
Geographical nicknames for 2000.
Answer. Andy Double.
Let's do 3000.
Three it is. Here is the clue. This country that's famous for its cheese and butter is nicknamed the Dairy of Northern Europe.
What is Belgium?
No, what is Denmark? Denmark. Darn. All right, you're at 1600. Plenty of time left, though.
Flower power for 4.
Seen here with pink roses, these little white flowers symbolize innocence. John.
What is baby's breath?
Yes.
Flower power for 8.
Van Gogh captured these huge flowers in their August bloom. The yellow background makes the work almost monochromatic. Jackie.
What are sunflowers?
Yes.
Flower power for 12.
The oil made from this purple flower is used in perfumes and cosmetics. John.
What is lilac?
Nope. Ed.
What is lavender?
Lavender, that's it.
Ship of the line for 8.
They say I got away in a boat and humbled me at the inquiry. Begins Derek Mahon's After This about a haunted survivor. Jackie.
What is the Mary Celeste?
No. After the Titanic. Ed, back to you.
Ship for 12.
The ship went down like lead in this Samuel Taylor Coleridge poem about a man haunted by a guilty act. John.
What is the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner?
You are correct.
Ship of the line 16.
This ship is unsinkable. That was Hitler's cry, ran a World War II era Royal Navy poem titled The Sinking of It. Ed.
What is the Bismarck?
That's it.
Ship of the line for 2.
Long time ago, from Amsterdam, a vessel sailed away, begins John Boyle O'Reilly's poem about this spooky tidal ship. Ed.
What is the Flying Dutchman?
Yes.
Ship for 4.
The clangor of that blacksmith's spray is a line by Herman Melville about this ironclad ship's battle with the Merrimack. Ed.
What is the Monitor?
Good.
TV Pets 4.
The standard by which all TV pets will forever be measured is this beloved collie owned by young Timmy Martin. John.
Who is Lassie?
Yeah.
TV Pets for 8.
Answer. Oh, Daily Double. Oh. Are you feeling the pressure?
Yeah.
Well,
I will wager 4,000.
Okay, here's the clue on TV Pets. On Sabrina, the teenage witch, her talking black cat had this name. Also a historic New England village.
What is Salem?
You're right. Good for you. Go again.
Pets for 12.
A sea snail named Gary is the pet of this titled burger joint employee. John.
Who is SpongeBob SquarePants?
Right.
So long for 4.
Hallmark says sales of cards for this anniversary spiked in the early 1990s. Americans had rushed to marry before the boys went to World War II. Ed.
What is 50th anniversary wedding?
Yes.
Card. So long 8.
The anniversary Hanoi celebrated in 2010. Or a person born around 1990. John.
What is a millennial?
Good.
So long, 12.
If someone says you kept him waiting for these lengths of time, remind him there have only been 4 of them in Earth's 4.6 billion years. John.
What are eons?
Yes.
Flower power 16.
The poem, I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud, says, all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden these flowers. Ed.
What are daffodils?
Yes.
Flower for 2.
If only Jeopardy had smell-o-vision, then you could really enjoy the star type of this fragrant flowering shrub. John.
What is jasmine?
Good.
And sometimes why? 400?
A direction takes on a Y and rises as a single-celled fungal organism. And the two-word response, what are east and yeast. John, you pick again.
TV Pet 16.
Aha. Moose was the real name of the popular pup called Eddie on this sitcom. John.
What is Frasier?
Good, less than a minute now.
Sometimes Y8.
A canvas roof extension extends further with a Y to become an action done when drowsy. Jackie.
What is awning and yawning?
Yes.
Sometimes Y for 12?
Ecclesiastical law approves the addition of a Y to be a steep-sided deep valley. Ed.
What is canon and canyon?
Right.
Sometimes Y for 16.
The occupation of examining accounting records adds a Y and becomes an adjective that pertains to hearing. Jackie.
What is auditor and auditory?
Yeah.
Sometimes Y for 2?
A general term for a musical group adds Y to become a verb meaning to exchange words. Ed.
What is band and bandy?
Yes.
TV pets too.
Arnold, one of these animals on Green Acres, could change the TV channel and play the piano. John.
What is a pig?
Pig is right.
So long's for 2.
Fed up with economists saying things will return to balance, John Maynard Keynes wrote, in this extended period, we are all dead. Ed.
What is the long run?
Yep.
And with that, you wind up at 22,600. Here comes Final Jeopardy for the three of you. Category World Leaders. Think about that. Make a wager. Back in a moment.
This term for a witch's liquid concoction to make potions comes from ancient words meaning boil, bubble, and burn. What is a brew? Happy Geicoween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Good subject for Final. World Leaders. Players, here's your clue. This man, who ruled from 1949 to 1976, was sometimes called the Red Sun. 30 seconds. Good luck. We'll come to Jackie first. She had $4,000, a distant third, but you never know what's going to happen. And she wrote down, who is Mao Zedong? You are right. And that will add how much? $39.99. You almost double. John is laughing, but it doesn't seem to be a happy
laugh.
Not a good laugh. Why? You wrote down, who is?
Khrushchev.
Oh, Khrushchev. No, that'll cost you how much? Oh, you bet everything. You dropped to 0. That's okay. That's okay. Ed Condon was leading you by 4,000. And let's see what he wrote down. The correct response. Did he wager big? I'll say he did. Look at the payday today. 42,600 and now a two-day total of 73,600. What a game. Terrific. I thank all three of you. And we'll look for you tomorrow. Please join us then.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.